WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station School Board took final action Tuesday night to hire the district's next superintendent.
Deputy Superintendent Clark Ely was received with a standing ovation from the board and the audience.
Dr. Carlson, members of the board, it is indeed an honor and a privilege. I say that a lot. It's an honor to be up here to talk about a guaranteed maximum price or an accountability audit, but it's no greater honor and privilege than to be entrusted with the awesome responsibility of leading 1,600 employees and 12,000 students.
Other unanimous votes included spending $5,000 towards a natatorium feasibility study and awarding a contract to build what will be called Spring Creek Elementary School, which will have a maximum budget of just under $20 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County Commissioners have created a medical doctor's position. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that's part of the position will involve the doctor taking over treatment of inmates from a third-party provider. And commissioners also plan on opening an employee health clinic.
Because we're self-insured, we believe there could be some cost savings, and I think we've seen that with other counties that have created an employee clinic.
Peters says one possible site for the clinic will be the current tax office, which will move into a new building near University and Boonville Road. Brazos County Sheriff's officers are investigating another round of thefts from unlocked vehicles. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says they received reports from 13 victims on Monday.
We had four on Gemstone, at least they've been reported so far, two on Chick Lane, two on Vintage Hills, one on Old Reliance. You know, sometimes people don't notice that they've been hit in for a day or two, so there may be some more trickling in over the next couple of days.
Stewart says in addition to locking vehicles is to take valuables inside their homes. Spring has sprung on part of Texas A&M's West Campus set aside in 1998 by the Board of Regents. Wildflower seed planted last year at the corner of Discovery Drive and John Kimbrough Boulevard signals the start of a 45-acre Gardens and Greenway project to restore White Creek.
If they get out in the next couple of weeks or so, they can probably take a look at them and get a picture or two, and it keeps them from having to take their picture on I-45 with traffic.
Project coordinator Dr. Doug Welsh says the project got underway with $1.5 million of funding from the university. The first of four phases will focus on a three-acre teaching garden, which Dr. Welsh says would be one of about 10 to 15 nationwide. Future phases include plans for a coffee station, Post Oak Savannah Wildscape, and the return of a famed tradition, the Grove Amphitheater. The maroon bluebonnets at the University of Texas are going away. UT's coordinator for irrigation and water conservation told the Houston Chronicle that if they see any next year, they'll be pulled down immediately. The bluebonnet variety, called Alamo Fire, mysteriously appeared in the shadow of the UT Tower. Whoever planted them was given credit for choosing a plant that needs little watering, considering the ongoing drought. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 42 degrees. Let's look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
If you miss Kyra's Truck Center's Demo Day sale, don't worry. You can still take advantage of zero down with 0% interest on every zero-turn mower in stock. Hi, this is David with Kyra's Trucks, and the zeros have been extended. Get great deals on all Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler zero-turn mowers in stock with zero down and 0% interest. This year, cut your mowing time in half by taking advantage of the zero down and zero interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kyra's Truck Center. Kyra's Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 6:10. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moved to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine, we'll see it again today as high pressure shifts east of the area. That will allow us to warm up, high 65 to 70. Clouds will start to show up tonight, though. Those will be near 55. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible during the day tomorrow. Highs will be close to 70. Showers may be a thunderstorm tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Becoming partly sunny and warm during the day Friday. Highs will be anywhere from 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. More SEC honors in track and field. Aggie basketball had their postseason banquet, and a local boy done good. Plus, A&M baseball and softball cranked things up, and high school baseball action heated up last night as well. All that and more in sports. We'll do that for you about 6:50.
Christopher Nicholas is locked up in a Montana jail after allegedly assaulting a police officer who was trying to arrest him outside a tavern. Now, I don't know when it's a tavern and when it's a bar. You know what I mean?
I will look that up, because tavern, bar, and pub.
Yeah. Well, we don't have pubs here very much unless there's some sort of a thematic deal, you know.
I think a tavern has to have a guy in the corner on a squeeze box.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, that could well be. Or it could be a dive, too.
Oh, you know, okay.
That falls within those categories. Anyway, so Chris, as we'll call him, locked up in Montana after allegedly assaulting the officer outside the establishment that sells beverages of the adult nature, I guess. Police encountered him after he called 911 to report a theft. After discovering that Chris, in fact, had an active arrest warrant, pick him up if you see him, officers tried to arrest him. As they tried to stuff him into the patrol car, he allegedly licked one of the officer's eyes.
Oh.
No! My God!
Oh. Yeah. I guess that's assault of a different kind. Did we find anything else?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
A bar.
Uh-huh.
From Wikipedia. Types of bars range from CD bars to nightclubs, sometimes turf dive bars, elegant places. So that's just kind of the overall encompassing.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Pub is short for public house, informally known as pub.
Yeah.
Licensed to serve alcohol for consumption on premises.
Okay.
A tavern or pot house.
Okay.
Loosely, a place of business where people gather to drink alcoholic beverage.
So they're all the same?
Pretty much.
Okay. It's just that we don't use tavern very much.
Well, I think that could be BYOB then.
Oh, that could be, I suppose. Yeah, that could be. All right, well, anyhow, I guess that tried to class the story up a little bit. Calling it a tavern. It's going to be a good morning. I don't want to be called a bar. I'm a tavern. Well, of course you are, sir.
We got a lot of info. Mation.
And if it doesn't, if the screen door is pulled off, it's a roadhouse, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
I think they got a little wheel back there. They just spin it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Train, a
plane, a bus. Bar it is.
You know the reason they don't have doors on those bars in East Texas, don't
they? No.
Well, I'll tell you about that.
Oh. Good morning,
hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So at least the way the story goes, if you drive through East Texas, you'll see, you know, beautiful wildflowers, but you'll also see, you know, bars, especially in the piney woods, bars that are set off the road a little bit. You know, they're about 20 feet off the road with the parking lot, but generally they don't have a front door, and like a screen door or something like that. And the reason is, generally, when a guy maybe is out catting around, okay, and he happens to be at a bar, and somebody walks in the front door who probably does not have that person's best interest in mind, they need to be able to move out of there as fast as they possibly can. And so that's the reason they don't have a screen door on those bars. That was explained to me by a veteran of that situation, so I'll take his word for it.
A veteran of that situation.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Just said he had been there before. It's day 106. We got 259 of them to go before we'll close the record book on 2014. This is National Stress Awareness Day.
Okay. What?
Yeah. Okay. It's National Eggs Benedict Day.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know about that. But And National Bookmobile Day.
Oh, I remember bookmobiles.
Now, you see, that's what people will be saying is, oh, yeah, I remember those.
Do they still have them?
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, yeah, I'm sure they do. You know, if you think about it, and the Bryan Library System had a bookmobile. They may still. I'll have to plead ignorance on that. But, you know, when you consider that actually before this thing called the Internet, people were reading books, you know, actually. And, you know, if they lived out in rural areas, that was their connection to a library system. Because, you know, you live in a little town and they just don't have a library, but the bookmobile would come out. And it really was. I mean, in rural America, it was a big deal, part of their upbringing. Bookmobile being on Tuesday, you know, go in there and
check your book out for a month.
Miss Smith, who's the librarian.
Librarian, that's right.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so for birthdays today.
Sienna Serrano is 32. She, big MMA. She was one of the first ladies that fought in MMA. She's also a movie star now, and she's getting back into MMA.
Okay.
Peter Billingsley, that played Ralphie in A Christmas Story.
Shoot Your Eye Out.
Yep, yeah. 43 years old. He was also one of the executive producers for Iron Man, which I didn't
really
know.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
John Cryer from 2.5 Men is 49.
Very Don Knotts-ian.
Very good call. I don't know that I've ever put those two together.
Yeah.
Geraldo.
Oh. Yeah.
Not Rivera, but the singer from Rico Suave fame is 49.
Okay.
Martin Lawrence is 49. Jimmy Osmond is 51.
Of course he is.
Ellen Barkin is 60. Uh-huh. Bill Belichick is 62.
Uh-huh. Hoodie.
This will make you think a minute, though. He's only slightly younger than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who is 67 today.
Oh, my. Yeah, okay.
George the Animal Steele, former professional wrestler.
Okay.
But you would know him as Tor Johnson from Plan 9 from Outer Space, the Ed Wood movie.
Oh, yeah.
The big bald guy.
Yeah.
He is 77
today. He's still alive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bobby Vinton is 79.
Yeah.
And Pope Emeritus, let me try that again. Pope Emeritus Benedict the 16th is 87.
Oh, okay.
The first time in 600 years that there's been a Pope Emeritus.
Oh.
Because they don't ever retire, they pass.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And Billy West, both Ren and Stimpy.
No.
Yeah. You I did not idiot!
He's having arguments with himself all day.
Yeah, exactly. He's 64 today. There you go. All right, 619.
The wait is over. Aerofit has successfully completed their final phase of construction and are putting the finishing touches on their new gym. To celebrate, Aerofit will be throwing the party of the year, their grand opening on April 26th. It will be double the fun with family fun and fitness from 11 to 3, so bring the whole family. Aerofit will be giving away a Dodge Durango SUV from Team in Navasota as their grand prize and a first prize of $1,000 in cash.
Take advantage of our final phase rate of $38.99 now through April 26th. Visit AeroFitClubs.com or their preview center today. AeroFit, the best name in fitness.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so according to data from the Department of Agriculture and the Census Bureau, the number of Americans on food stamps outnumbered the number of women who worked full-time in the year 2012. Now, monthly averages for 2012 show that there were 46.6 million people participating in the food stamp program. They compare that with the 44 million American women who worked full-time year-round in 2012. Look, think about it this way. For every woman who worked full-time, year-round, in 2012, there was slightly more than one other person collecting food stamps. Now, the number of Americans on food stamps has nearly doubled since Obama took office in January 2009, yet the percentage of Americans, including women, participating in the labor force has declined dramatically. Sounds like a war on women thing to me. By the Democrats, though.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My wife and I, I'm not sure what we dislike the most about shopping, especially for new window coverings. The pushy salespeople, endless sample books, or waiting a month for delivery. Blinds.com, now they're super fast. You'll save a bundle. And if it's trending in window treatments, you got to know it's on Blinds.com. Like layering draperies over rich wood blinds. Now, my wife likes that. And as always, you're going to get free color samples, free shipping, free design consultation. So hurry now and score 10 to 15. 15% off many of their popular design products. It's Blinds.com. Hey, you know, when I get a muscle or a joint pain or back pain, I don't want pills. I just want relief, and I want it fast. Now, thankfully, a friend pointed out to me Salonpas Jet Spray. Now, it has two powerful pain-fighting ingredients that I can spray right where it hurts, and it sprays on clear, dries fast, and best of all, it starts to work on contact, and it lasts for hours and hours. Salonpas is now my go-to pain reliever. Now, you can find the blue can with the blue cap, so try Salonpas Jet Spray today. Use as directed.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
A slow spring for home sales. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The spring home selling season has gotten off to a slow start. That's worrying some housing market observers. The Wall Street Journal says real estate agents from markets like Phoenix, San Diego, and Las Vegas that were among the first to rebound have reported that early activity was not as strong as it was last year. All across the country, fewer people are showing up for open houses. Investors are buying fewer homes, and other potential buyers have to deal with higher prices and increased borrowing costs. Ford introduced the Mustang 50 years ago. The automaker will build a special edition Mustang GT for the anniversary. Just 1,964 of the special cars will be produced to mark the year the first Mustang was sold. Yahoo's quarterly results were boosted by strong numbers from Alibaba. Yahoo has a 24% stake in the Chinese e-commerce company. Stocks advanced yesterday. Futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralex stops the pounding. Migralex was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milescop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralex, which eliminates pounding headaches.
Call now and find out how to get your free bottle of Migralex. 800-558-2838. That's 800-558-2838.
I don't just guarantee it.
I know you put your name on it, right? Sorry, didn't mean to cut that off, but it's the computer that does that. So it's 6:24. We'll check the weather for you in just a minute. When the New York State Trooper pulled over Danielle Connor Willowglade, what a great name, noticed a tuba in her backseat, told police officers that she was a music teacher. Okay, I want to know what kind of vehicle it was, because, I mean, you know, a tuba won't fit in just any car.
Yeah.
I'm thinking she had to, I mean, she had to have a Suburban or something like that, a Tahoe anyway. And I don't know, do they allow people in New York to drive Tahoes? You know, because they're so big. Anyway, investigators contacted the school where she claimed to teach and discovered several musical instruments were missing.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oopsie.
I mean, yeah, and I guess, you know, maybe I like the idea that the officer was inquisitive. I mean, I guess that's their job to follow that kind of stuff up. I just wouldn't think anything about it, you know? I'm not a police officer, though. I mean, I see somebody driving around with a tuba, and they say they're a music teacher. Yeah, I mean, because why would you want a tuba? Turns out that she allegedly confessed to stealing up to 50 instruments. And going with her boyfriend to sell them in various pawn shops.
Oh, sell them? I thought she was starting an orchestra.
Yeah.
Right here in River City.
I was gonna say, it's music, man. It's music, man, all over again. Yeah. No, I just...
Monorail.
Yeah.
Monterey.
Yeah, all right. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 625, and it's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Better weather today. The winds are going to delay back a little bit. 71 will be our high temperature. In fact, the balance of the weekend into the weekend looks pretty nice. 71 today, about 72 on Thursday. Then we're up to near 80 for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And there are some chances of showers in there, about 20 or 30% that could maybe pop up during that time, but temperatures will moderate again. We kind of had a cool night last night, not quite as chilly because the winds are down a little bit. Winds are out of the southeast right now at 6. Our chill factor is 39, but the air temperature is 43. Still in all, balance of the week looks like it's should be pretty nice, so go out there and enjoy it.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic Adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic Adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
You're a lot less likely to procrastinate if you stop worrying about getting a job done and start worrying about getting it started. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try PowerSwabs. What makes PowerSwabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-663-0853. That's 1-800-663-0853. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-663-0853. That's 1-800-663-0853.
Why is it we procrastinate when we know we have to get something done?
We do it in part because of the way we talk to ourselves and the way in which our parents talk to us about our homework. You have to finish your homework. Well, that's very counterproductive, because you have to means you don't want to.
Neil Fiore, author of the book The Now Habit, says procrastination is a good way of avoiding something painful or boring, but you also avoid that very good feeling of accomplishment.
It feels good to be able to be effective. Our brain actually lights up and rewards us. So procrastinating keeps us from experiencing that optimal performance thrill.
Neil's suggestion is you change the way you look at any task. Rather than looking at it as something to finish, simply look at it as something to start.
So when you tell the workers, your mind and body, start at 1 p.m. on this project for 15 to 30 minutes, you're creating a more doable task with a clear message of when to start. That's very different than I have to finish. So you begin to eliminate the anxiety by starting now for just a brief period of time.
When you focus on starting something as opposed to finishing something, you'll be amazed at what gets done.
It's counterproductive to give your mind an image of getting it done, because your mind can't get into the future. You need to focus your mind on what you can do now so that it's not overwhelmed trying to get into the future.
You can link to Neil's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station School Board and the crowd at Tuesday night's meeting stood and applauded the next CSISD superintendent.
The lone finalist, Deputy Superintendent of Administrative Services Clark Ely, was unanimously voted to succeed Eddie Coulson.
Have been working for a number of years with Dr. Coulson and his leadership group that's been very stable, and I look forward to being able to continue that work with those folks that are in this room. And I just want to say it's a great privilege to work with these professionals that are in this room and across the district.
In other business, the board approved spending $5,000 towards an auditorium feasibility study. President Valerie Yokin was among the supporters of a joint project.
I know that there's been some discussion to having outside of Brazos Valley, maybe the YMCA or somebody coming and participating, and you know, that it seems like it's taken some legs on it. Which is good, because I think it would be good for our district.
Also approved was naming the next school Spring Creek Elementary and awarding a construction contract that has a maximum budget of almost $20 million. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
An historic outdoor venue on Texas A&M's campus is slated to make an encore appearance. Dr. Doug Welsh, project coordinator for the university's Gardens and Greenway project, says a 500 to 1,000-seat amphitheater will rebuild on West Campus, the icon that was demolished on the main campus in 2003.
Bear Bryant was actually introduced to Texas A&M at the Grove, and it has a long history of entertainment, watching films. Yell practices for the out-of-town games were always held at the Grove. The vision would be to have Lyle Lovett with a guitar in front of 1,000 of his favorite Aggies.
Dr. Welch says the 45-acre restoration project of White Creek behind the AgriLife complex on West Campus is planned in four phases and will include a teaching garden, Post Oak Savannah Forest, and coffee station. He says the university has provided $1.5 million to the project, which will be primarily funded by donations. A video of conceptual renderings and more information can be found at tx.ag/gardens. Officials at the University of Texas in Austin say they intend to pluck the maroon blue bonnets that have mysteriously appeared in the shadow of the UT Tower. It's believed that Texas A&M pranksters at some point planted the seeds for a variant of blue bonnet known as Alamo Fire, which is a shade of maroon. UT's coordinator for irrigation and water conservation told the Houston Chronicle that any maroon blue bonnets they see next year will be pulled immediately. He also credited suspects during the drought of choosing a plant that needs very little watering. Brazos County employees will have another choice for health care. That's after commissioners approved creating a medical doctor's position. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the person will also be caring for jail inmates.
The current person who does the medical out there, they're ready to look at their private practice rather than, you know, continue on with the jail. And we believe there's some money savings if they're trying to keep the inmates out of the emergency rooms and treat them there in the jail.
Peter says they're considering no charge for employees who currently have a $20 copay.
Hopefully you encourage folks to go to the clinic rather than, you know, necessarily going to a doctor for general kind of things. Then we believe, and in other counties it's proved to be true, you have a reduction in your health cost.
Peter says recruiting for the position will begin immediately. A possible location for the employee clinic is the current tax office, which will be vacated when they move to their new home off Boonville Road near University. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office is again asking those living outside city limits to lock their vehicles. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says 13 burglary reports came in on Monday.
They're going up to vehicles, opening the doors and taking anything that they see of value, rifling through there. We've even had some, like a woman's clutch, where they'll open it up, pull the money out, and throw it back on the ground or back in the car.
Stewart says all the thieves want is what they can get easily.
You know, folks will say, well, I live out in the country, you shouldn't have to do that. Well, unfortunately, they're prey to these people wherever they live. And so anything we can do, particularly just keep the valuables out of your car, that'd be the key thing.
The latest victims were along Chick Lane near West Bryan and near East Bryan on Old Reliance, Gemstone Drive, and Vintage Hills Drive. A handful of New Braunfels students are facing disciplinary action and possibly criminal charges after inappropriate pictures are discovered on their school-issued iPads.
The district's Rebecca Villarreal says a parent brought the selfies to the district's attention.
That prompted an administrative investigation and then eventually notify our local police department just to make sure that there was no criminal component to the situation.
Villarreal says the students were sharing the images with one another via the iPad. She says parents need to keep a close eye on what their kids are doing on their school devices. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
Did you find it a little chilly yesterday? The National Weather Service says the low of 37 degrees yesterday broke the record of 38 from 1928. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 41 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Are you ready for a new beginning in Christ? Sometimes life doesn't turn out exactly the way we had hoped. At Easter, we believe that Jesus rose from the dead as a sign of God's love, grace, and offering of new beginnings. If you're ready for a new life in Christ, join us at A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate on Easter Sunday morning at 6:30, 8:30, 9:45, and 11 as we celebrate the risen Lord. A&M United Methodist Church, located in Northgate.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we've been voted the best of the Brazos by you for 10 years in a row.
That's because we bring quality floors, lighting, granite, and furnishings together, all in one easy location.
At prices that won't be beat.
Come in today and see what a difference having a design center will make in your home.
And remember, at Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're going to have the largest selections at the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Norman G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody. Hear numbers.
Considerable sunshine across the region today, and with high pressure now east of the area, our temperatures today will run a little milder than they did yesterday. It should be able to reach 65 to 70. Clouds will start to move in overnight, lows near 55. Clouds could bring us a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow. We're close to 70. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night. Lows anywhere from 55 to 60. Becoming partly sunny Friday, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Brian had a chance to clinch for the baseball playoffs last night with a win, did they? If you don't know, you can find out here in just a little bit. SEC accolades for track and field yet again, and we've got Major League Baseball scores for you, plus more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you in about 12 minutes.
There you go. So there was a debate last night in Texas.
Betweenst.
Julian Castro and Dan Patrick. They were is in Santonia, and so let's see the story on this from John Reynolds this morning. One man made the difficult decision to call a winner in Tuesday night's debate on immigration between Julian Castro and Dan Patrick. That man was Patrick, who said in his statement afterwards, "This wasn't about winning or losing, but I do feel that I won." All right, then. Okay. There you go. Other observers weren't so sure about that, whether there were any obvious winners. Tim Eaton from the Austin American Statesman said allowed both Castro and Patrick to meet their goals they set out to accomplish. Castro did, however, attempt to bring up Mr. Patrick's incendiary rhetoric on immigration, and Patrick tried to inject abortion into the discussion. So, anyway. Some sort of a debate last night. Who knew? And let's see. Anything else? You know, it's pretty quiet right now, both on the national scene, because they're having a it's an Easter break. But again, we do have separation of church and state. We can't call it a springtime break, because then you think of members of Congress running barefoot through tall grass.
Image go away.
With a flower wreath around their head, so, you know, or around the maypole or any of that kind of stuff. But nonetheless, it's that's all that they've got going on. We may talk to Bill Flores today. He's very good about calling even when they're in break, so we'll see. In the meantime, one of the top stories that came out yesterday was that the White House announced that the president had issued a commutation to a drug convict, shortening his sentence by 3.5 years to correct a sentencing error. It was Cesar Cantu of Katy, Texas. I mean, they made a big deal about this. Jay Carney told reporters a judge ruled Mr. Cantu did not discover his error in time to correct it through any judicial means, and as a result, it can only be rectified through clemency. The president thought this was the right thing to do to commute this sentence. This is a matter of basic fairness and reflects the important role of clemency as a fail-safe in our judicial system.
That's just setting up for when he's getting ready to be out of office and commits all of them.
And you see, that's the thing, is if this is going to be the template that you use, you know, that there's some sort of an error by the judicial system, you know, you look at some of the people who have been pardoned before by the president there on his last day in office, and I would think it's sometimes the circumstances are a tad different than some sort of a sentencing snafu.
Well, I think I just read about this yesterday. Is it the 13-year prison sentence?
Yeah, that's the one, right.
Okay, so, yeah, he was convicted, sentenced, but never served the sentence due to a clerical error.
Right.
And so they're just saying he shouldn't have to go to jail. He's an upstanding member now.
Yeah, he's got four kids. He goes to church all the time, et cetera, et cetera.
Interesting.
Okay, we'll see.
Don't know that I disagree.
Some new poll numbers here. Not boding well for Wendy Davis. You know, Wendy, the sweetheart of the tennis shoe crowd. Public policy polling survey shows Greg Abbott with a 51-37 lead. Two other cross tabs on this don't look good. She trails Abbott among women by 8%. Wow.
Really?
And her unfavorable rating is now 47%, up from 29% when she did her anti-abortion thing.
Well, so. Willie Nelson was on with somebody.
Yeah.
Shilling for her. He said, oh, yeah, the girls in Texas just love her.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Well, a lot of girls in Texas, and that general statement would not hold true.
Roughly half of them don't.
That's said be true. Couple of wince-worthy notes here from Nancy Pelosi and Steve Israel. Yeah, well, and it's interesting because, you know, what they're talking about is these possible racist tendencies within the Republican Party. One anonymous Democratic strategist tells the Washington Post it's very risky to accuse the GOP of outright overt racism. Midterms are about motivating your base, so perhaps that's what's going on. He said, I think more Democrats should take their cues from President Obama, who, to my knowledge, has never accused his opponents of being racially motivated. Well, of course, not
he has overt. Other people. Yeah, not overtly.
Yeah, people will tote that water for him. But we'll see. Another target, possibly for the Democrats to try to boost the female voter turnout, the number of personhood bills that are popping up all over the country. These are designed to limit abortion by generally declaring that full human rights begin at the moment of fertilization. Those bills pass. See, that's the kind of thing that will probably draw women to the polls if that happens to be an issue that's very important to them. And if that's the case, then they generally would not be voting for the Republicans.
Correct.
So we'll see if that works out. And, you know, basically that's... Oh, wait. We do have a little bit of chest bumping here that the Democrats want to do. You know, our number for the number of people who have actually signed up for Obamacare...
7 million.
Yeah, well... Now the RAND Corporation says that 7.8 million people nationwide may have bought health insurance between September and mid-March directly from a carrier and not through the exchange. So that would roughly double the number. If that's the case, then that would mean 15 million people are now covered under Obamacare.
I don't buy it.
Until they give us the numbers of people who would have had insurance to begin with if Obamacare hadn't been, because these are likely people. There's probably not a small portion that lost their care and had to re-sign up.
Very true. That's very true. And then the other thing that we want to find out is how many of them have actually laid a shekel on the table over it.
Exactly.
And not a matter of it just you're signed up. You have to be a paying member to be able to be. Because we do need to fund the system, you know. We can't use little red rocks to pay for the doctors. It does take money.
Have tried it.
Yep.
They don't care much for it.
Now, some pundits are branding themselves as shoe truthers over this Hillary Clinton suggestion that she might have arranged to have a woman throw a shoe at her.
Yeah, that was kind of bubbling up. That was bubbling up yesterday.
And Rush was among the ones who talked about it. And actually, it's kind of interesting. And again, you know, Rush always doing this kind of stuff tongue in cheek. But I mean, he said that it would not prevent him from, I mean, he related that to other things that the Clintons have done. He said, basically, everything the first couple does is staged or choreographed.
Oh, and without question.
So he's not dismissing the idea that maybe this whole thing was not staged. So, yeah.
Well, an otherwise uneventful speech that we wouldn't have talked a whole hell of a lot about all of a sudden becomes front page news because somebody shucked the shoe.
That's it. And as a result, then she gets a chance to be on the front page at a time. And again, that's just a little tweak of the system. Let's tweak the media. Let's see if they'll respond and how they'll respond. So put that little trial balloon up, and it seems to have worked.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 19th, it's Farm Pond Management. Learn how to maintain a clean, healthy, and beautiful pond this week at Producers. But come early, it's always a popular class.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
We gardeners do some pretty goofy things. We're intelligent enough to surf the net, and a few of us can still add columns of numbers without reaching for a calculator. But when it comes to our plants, we sometimes appear utterly clueless. I have some of the more common errors that I see people making in tending to their landscapes and gardens. I'll be back with details of the troubles we cause right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. So our topic today is the troubles that we gardeners cause ourselves. One of the most common ones is we buy plants that aren't suited to our area. Forget those gorgeous little pest-prone beauties that catch your eye at the garden center. Forget native Texas plants from some other corner of the state. Stick with adapted plants, whether they're native or not. Plants that are willing to grow with a minimum of effort. Ask your nurseryman about any problems your chosen plants will likely encounter before you plunk down your money. If a list starts to evolve, you need to find other plants. Formal shearing is a waste of time. Buy plants that grow to the mature size and shape that you need for a particular spot in your landscape and then let them grow. Formal shearing ruins the natural look of your gardens, and it gives you one more boring chore that you have to do every month. You have enough otherwise, just being a human. Fast-growing trees are not the final answer. When you buy a new car, you probably worry much more than how fast it's going to travel. You want quality, beauty, and sound investment. That same consideration needs to enter the choice of shade trees. You'll be years ahead if you let yourself buy for quality, not just for speed. Your nurseryman can show you many fine options that will grow almost as fast as the trash trees without all the problems. Very few plants in Texas die from overwatering. Nonetheless, gardeners are willing to draw all blame for a plant's death onto themselves by agonizing that they watered too much, I watered too often. I hear it all the time. In almost all cases, the plant actually just got too dry one isolated time during the growing season. Maybe they overreacted at that point. The best way to tell if a plant's dying from overwatering would be to see if it's wilted for a day or two at the same time that the soil is still wet. Perennials are not less work than annuals. Most folks figure that they can plant perennials once and forget about them. The truth is, most perennials cycle in and out of bloom within 4 to 6 weeks. You need to have a wide assortment to ensure constant color, and you need to provide some sort of anchoring evergreen shrubs to keep the bed looking presentable during the winter. Plan on reworking your perennial garden every couple of years. Dig and divide the clumps and work fresh organic matter into the soil. Of course, you have to do that by hand. Those are just a few of the troubles we cause. I'll have others in another program. This is Neil Sperry, Secrets of the Natural Landscape, in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Folks at Suddenlink always have something new and different as we move in every month, because there are always new video-on-demand movies. Anchorman 2 is the way they started out on April Fool's Day. That was pretty good. August Osage County, Grudge Match, The Hobbit, that's already happened. Yesterday, they kicked off Nut Job, appropriately on the 15th. And later on this month, there's Labor Day and The Legend of Hercules. Those are the video-on-demand movies that have been added. Remember also that there are 10,000 titles or so that are free and available for you anytime at Suddenlink. So go in there, get the DVR, get the video-on-demand system, and as a result, you can watch shows that maybe you never watched before and thought, hey, I'd like to go ahead and pick up on that series, and you can find entire series there. And by the way, don't get locked into a satellite contract. You can get up to $250 back when you switch and save with Suddenlink, and the VIP Perks program allows you to bundle all the services that you need. And if you're thinking about switching, right now is a great time, because you can get Suddenlink SL200 HD TV, 15 meg internet, and home phone for only $30 per month per service when you bundle. There are no contracts required, and you also get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back We Promise guarantee. So give them a call and switch today. Switch up to Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866, or it's easier than ever to sign up on the website. That's suddenlink.com. Do it today.
Honey, hey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Aggie basketball had their postseason banquet, and College Station native Alex Caruso was presented with the Most Outstanding Player Award for A&M Hoops. The Aggie point guard led the SEC in assists this season. And in baseball, coming off a big series win in Nash Vegas this weekend over number 7th-ranked Vandy. By the way, Vandy hadn't lost a series in 2 years. They look to get back to work tonight at home against Abilene Christian University. Pre-game for Aggie baseball set for 6 o'clock, and the first pitch is at 6:35 on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The 21st-ranked Texas A&M softball team hosts Sam Houston State in the final game of a home-and-home series. Aggies and Bearcats squared off in Huntsville in February, and Aggies won 8-3. Things get started at the Aggie Softball Complex at 6, and if you've got an HD radio, you can catch that on 95.1-3 or Radio Aggieland app on your smartphone. In high school action, the number one team in Class 3A in the state is the College Station Cougars, and they edged out Rockdale last night 2-1. Bryan beat Lufkin 3-1 in District 14-5A action last night to clinch a playoff berth. Consol got nipped by College Park 2-1, and Rudder lost to Brenham 2-1 as well. In softball action, the A&M's Consolidated Tigers team ended their season with a 3-1 victory over Conroe. Rudder fell to Montgomery 12-2. Montgomery's ranked number one in the state. And Rockdale Lady Tigers were down 4 against College Station, then hung 10 unanswered run on the Cougars to win 10-4. Today is the second annual BISD Town Hall meeting for health and safety in athletics. The event will take place at 5:30 in the Brian Silver campus and will consist of a PowerPoint panel discussion and BISD coaches and health personnel, as well as some door prizes. The Texas Association of Basketball Coaches released its Player of the Year, and Mumford's Aubrey King was a repeat in Class 1A Division I. He was the Player of the Year for the second straight year. In Major League Baseball, the Rangers were playing long ball last night.
And that's driven deep to left center by Kuzmanoff. Way, way back, and that ball is history. Fielder and Kuzmanoff have gone back-to-back, and it's 2-0 Texas.
Back-to-back Jacks got the Texas Rangers over the Mariners 5-0 last night. Rookie Yorlando Ventura threw 7 solid innings for his first major league win to lift the Kansas City Royals to a 4-2 win over the Houston Astros. In the NHL, Stefan Robida realized he might be facing his former teammates in the first round of the playoffs when he was traded from the Dallas Stars to the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. Well, Captain Jamie Benn doesn't really care one way or the other. He's just happy they made the playoffs for the first time in 6 years.
It's very important. You know, we have such great fans back home, and you know, they support us along the way through the ups and downs. And it was definitely nice to, you know, to win our last home game there at home to clinch playoffs. And you know, they definitely had a, you know, a big part in it.
Anaheim hosts the Stars tonight in Game 1. They drop puck at 9 o'clock. Regular season ends for the NBA tonight with the Rockets and Pelicans squaring off. The Spurs host the Lakers, and the Mavericks are in Memphis. And finally, Texas A&M has a pair of sprinters that earned SEC Runner of the Week honors as freshman Shamir Little and junior Dion Lindor received the honor from the conference yesterday. The rankings are out as well. The ladies are number 1 in track and field in the country. The guys are ranked 4th. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
If you grew up in Texas like I did, you more than likely grew up in a house that had a gun. With that said, you know a little something about firearms. At least I thought I did. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I'll tell you what, if you want to get a lesson, go to Gun Corps. Joel and Wu, the two owners, both have combat experience, and they show you more about guns than you ever thought you would know. And for me, the best part is they do it without making me feel stupid, because you don't want to go in there thinking you know something and then find out you were completely wrong. Dad may have had a gun, but he doesn't have guns like you're going to find at Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic Adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic Adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with 2 locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order is ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, we told you about the tuba thief today. Told you about the guy who licked the policeman's eye.